But we stayed one night up in Missouri at a little fella said that, and we drove up to the filling station that and had it. Tourist school was still there, said, yeah. And I said, well, drive around the gun. I said, well, get in here. And he said, no, I'll stand on the run board. Little Bob Dolph whiskers, you know, and this satin burden. And I have that, he's about 70 years old. He jumped up on that run board like a little baddie roosting held on. We drove out about 100 yards or so and crossed the little creek and round up on a little knoll right in the woods. I mean, he had a modern little cabin that was just like the orders. And I said, well, we don't want to pay you off now. We don't want to wait later because we may not be here when daylight comes. He said, that'll be all right. I said, don't get scared if we leave. We're on our way and we wake up. Well, we're about 100 miles now when daylight comes. Then Luther went back up there to the ball game one time. And he said, Tom, I seen a little cabin where we stayed all night. Said it looked just like it did. And I said, it's a nice place to stay. There ain't nobody to bother you. And it fixed up nice.
Well, that's good to get them when they're off the road. You don't get those trucks pounding away. What's the biggest church denomination around here?
Baptist.
I think that's pretty much all over the state.
Well, I'm not one of them.
No, I'm not either.
Baptist preacher, the elder meeting here. Got a lot of them into it, and he's going to work on Tom. I'm going to work on Tom. Sis, that's old school, said, now, Fred. You just want to let Daddy alone. Said, why? Said, he ain't no Methodist, no Baptist. He's a Methodist, and you not make no Baptist out of him. I don't care what you do. And he got on me one day, and I said, now, Fred, you just wasting your air. I said, I've been here longer than you have. I said, we used to have a good union Sunday school here, about 100 or better. I went about every Sunday and had my lesson. We said our verses. And I said, most of it was Methodist people doing it. I said, now every third Sunday the Baptist preached. And I said, you better have your lessons and get your verses said. And your reports in before 11 o'clock and get off of them amen benches, they'd sit down on you. But they wouldn't be there no other time. And I said, I just don't go for that. I said, that don't seem like religion to me. I said, there's some of these old time missionary Baptists here that they think heaven's built into stories and they're going to be on the penthouse part of the top.
When people study about the church and then become members, what do you say they've done?
Well, some of them ain't done nothing. I don't know, I guess. Things a little different than what it used to be look like, but it's different. A lot of them things when they got their name on their church book, they're all right. But I don't think so.
Did the man get many people to join here when he was?
Oh yeah. It'd take me about all of them and get mad because there wasn't more of them. But there's some of these old sought in their ways like them old their Baptist was. They didn't take in because they're used to it.